Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Welcome back, Arizona Aggies. Man, has it been quite the month of March already, and your Farm Bureau has been hard at work this busy spring season. Our YFNR committee was able to raise a record amount of food during our Strike Out Hunger event, so thanks to everyone who joined us out at Surprise Stadium to strike out hunger. Our Women's Leadership Committee celebrated a little math humor this month as well by delivering pies and agriculture education to the Capitol for Pi Day. A great turnout was logged also for the Arizona Department of Agriculture's annual Agribusiness Roundtable, where the theme was Navigating Change Together. Arizona Farm Bureau rounded out the last 2 weeks of busyness with the annual AgFest on Monday. We hosted many legislators from across the state to showcase the bountiful impacts of Arizona agriculture to our rural and urban communities. But wait, there's more. This Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you don't want to miss the Maricopa County Farm Bureau annual Farm City Breakfast. We are thrilled to continue the theme of navigating change together as we gather elected officials and agriculturalists from across Maricopa County to address the impacts and issues currently facing our communities. We will see you Monday the 23rd in Mesa, Tuesday the 24th in Buckeye, and Wednesday the 25th in Phoenix. Additional details and RSVP information can be found on our website, maricopacountyfb.org/events. These events keep our legislators busy, and we appreciate all of the time that they dedicate to gaining a better understanding of our Arizona agriculture. With that, they have also kept their foot on the gas in the legislature. Crossover week has concluded, and the next deadline is March 27th for bills to be heard in committee in the secondary chamber, and the schedules are filling up. With that, here are some updates from the last week. House Bill 2150, the continuation of the State Land Department, has passed House third read, as well as its mirror bill in the Senate, SB 1336, has also passed. Also passing Senate third read is SB 1677, Appropriation for Salt Cedar Mitigation, that designates $3 million from the State General Fund, fiscal year 26-27, to the Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management to address mitigation concerns along the Gila River. House Bill 4115 also passed third read and has been transmitted to the governor's desk. This bill requires paid initiative and referendum circulators to verbally disclose their state of residence, paid circulator status, and wear a visible identification badge. Any signatures collected without these disclosures would be voided. In the Senate Natural Resources Committee, the following bills were heard and passed. House Bill 2056, Appropriation for Brackish Groundwater Feasibility Study. House Bill 2156, Appropriation for the Livestock Compensation Fund. And HCM 2011, urging support for delisting of the Mexican gray wolf. Updates here are just a portion of bills that Arizona Farm Bureau tracks on behalf of farmers and ranchers. To view the full list, visit the link on our website. On a federal level, while we wait on a House floor vote for the farm bill, these are some of the key amendments adopted by the House Ag Committee. Amendment number 1 from Representative Johnson of South Dakota adds agricultural cooperatives with fewer than 2,500 employees as qualified entities under the Renewable Energy for America program. Amendment number 7 from Representative Kelly of Mississippi directs the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation to evaluate a state or regional endorsement policy for soybean revenue losses caused by quality-related discounts and to consider alternatives to assigning zero market value when a salvage market exists. Amendment number 8 from Representative Jackson of Texas directs the USDA to study the feasibility of an insurance or risk management program from domestic lamb producers to address market and input cost volatility. Amendment number 10, also from Representative Johnson of South Dakota, clarifies the technology-neutral modernization is eligible for fencing repair or replacement under the Emergency Conservation Program if it does not increase costs. Amendment number 11 from Representative Weed of Wisconsin includes low added sugar yogurt as an eligible item in the Dairy Nutrition Incentives Program. Amendment number 19 from Representative Finstad of Minnesota clarifies that the Beginning Farmer and Rancher Development Program may support organizations providing budgeting, business planning, and related financial and management skills training. Amendment number 153 from Representative De La Cruz of Texas establishes an interagency working group led by the Secretary of Agriculture to coordinate a strategy protecting South Texas producers affected by Mexico's non-compliance with the 1944 Water Treaty. And that, my friends, is a wrap on legislative and event updates from the last 2 weeks, and I hope to see you next week bright and early at our Farm City Breakfast. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.